several hundred people involved with it for this one, and it starts next Monday.
Where?
I don't know where. But they're going to hit some of the parks and popular running spots around Decatur. They have a Facebook page, Learn to Run Decatur IL, and there's an email that you can email them. Just tell them that you want to participate, and it's been a pretty good program. It's a 10-week program, pretty similar to what we offer.
But what you guys, you got more of a mentor to mentee kind of, I mean, you get a little more personal experience. Yeah.
So we've seen people progress from the Learn to Run to just get their toe dipped in like a big group to do it and then join our programs and something a little bit more structured and a little bit more mentor to participant ratio. So.
All right. And then you get Monday night fun runs, being a little bigger as the weather gets better.
Yeah,
and
we had a good turnout last night.
All right. So I can find all of this or 90% of this information on your
website, social media stuff.
Yeah. SpinCity.co, FleetFeedDecaturIL.com. Those are the two websites to remember. And then download the Fleet Feed apps. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. So Gooders, and then you had the other new, I can't remember the name of the other brand.
Tifosi.
Tifosi?
Yeah.
That's never going to just roll off my...
It's Italian for fan.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, like cycling fans are called Tifosi.
Are Italian cyclists a little annoying, or am I just sort of stuck in that movie version of them? Do you remember the movie?
Yeah.
What was the name of that movie? Breaking Away? Was that the name of that movie?
Man, the Italian pro cyclists, they've not been as strong as they have been in the past.
Yeah, but do you remember how they were such villains in that movie?
Yeah.
There's about the homers there in Indiana where, and you had the guy who wanted to be Italian. It's all he did. His parents thought he was nuts.
One of the Italians in there is actually from Chicago.
Really?
Yeah, and his son went on to race in the Tour de France.
How many biking movies? How many movies have been? Didn't Kevin Costner star in a really bad one?
Yeah, that was that the Breaking Away one?
No. Breaking Away was Dennis Quaid and
yeah, what was Costner in?
How many?
It was like in the '80s and stuff. Like
yes, because there was how many? I think he was the older brother or something of the cyclist, or maybe I don't recall. He had like a really cheesy mustache.
Yeah, I actually just saw a clip from that the other day. They went out for a run and they were supposed to meet up with somebody to go run, and it was a dog that was chasing them down the road. That part of the movie. So. And what was the name of that?
All right. I can't let you go until I find this out. All right. I'm going to IMDb right now, and I got to go through Kevin Costner's entire career. By the way, he is now the old man, and you can watch. I'm constantly telling people about everything I watch on Netflix, but there is a new show, movie called The Highwaymen, about the guys who hunted down Bonnie and Clyde.
American Flyers.
Cool. American Flyers.
There you go.
What
Thank
year?
You.
Good Lord. 1885.
Oh, okay.
1985. American Flyers. And it starred Kevin Costner, and then who was the David Marshall Grant. Yeah, probably, and Radon Chong. There's an 80s Tommy Chong's daughter. What happened to her, right?
So there was all these great movies back then, and now we just have documentaries about people using drugs and stuff.
You think did you really think American Flyers was a great?
Well, I mean... Yeah, I like cycling. I thought it was awesome.
It has a 6.4 rating on IMDb.
That's all right.
5,172 reviews. Directed by John Badham, and sports physician Marcus persuades his brother David to come with him and train for a bicycle race across the Rocky Mountains.
Oh, yeah.
And he doesn't have any. There's a brain aneurysm. I got
people texting me, though.
Yeah? American Flyers.
Yeah, we got it.
Okay, I'm going to get like so stoked this weekend. I'm going to go like, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
And then go for a ride.
There you go. Get fired up.
All right. Kyle, great stuff as always. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks,
FleetFeedDecaturIL.com. SpinCity.co. Ride and Run with Kyle May. We'll take a top of the hour break. When we get back here, Brett and Kevin will join us. We'll announce our winner. Do you have the winner of the Heinkel's? Can we do that now?
Yes. Drum roll.
I don't have a drum.
I know. I don't. Yeah, I don't either. Okay. The winner is Matt Enlow.
Matt Enlow.
Yes.
Was the winner for our Heinkel's countdown to opening day. So Matt enjoyed some wonderful Heinkel's meat along the way, but he's going to win two tickets and has won two tickets to see the Cardinals this Thursday against the Padres opening day at Busch Stadium. Back with more after this.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Get ready, Decatur. Court Supports, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 25th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at DecaturArts.org.
Back to the track, the wall. It's a grand slam for Yadier Molina.
It's the NowDecatur.com ticket window, brought to you by J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds and First Mid Insurance Group. Listen to Buyers and Company every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. for your chance to win tickets to see the Cardinals at Busch Stadium. The NowDecatur.com ticket window from 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM. WSOY, your home for Cardinal baseball.
Redbird winner!
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Mostly sunny skies today, highs near 57 degrees. Tonight, clear and lows around 35. For your Wednesday, increase in clouds, highs near 60. And Thursday, showers are likely, mainly before 1 p.m., cloudy and highs near 56. Right now, it's 37 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday, April 2nd edition of Buyers and Company. We're live in the studios in downtown Decatur. Brett Jurger, Kevin Verhaeghe join us. We're going to give away Cardinals tickets. We're going to have a lot of fun. And our very first Mike Claiborne Redbird report. That's right. Baseball is back. It all starts now.
Buyers and Company. WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Good morning and howdy do. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Buyers and Company. We are live on this beautiful Tuesday morning. It's amazing like what 6:40 to 7:07 does, right? The sun comes up. It looks like a whole different day out there and makes you want to take on the world, right?
I know.
Is it
makes,
just me?
Makes me happy.
Like Mike Claiborne's back. It's baseball.
I know.
It's opening day this week at Busch Stadium, right? It's going to be 60 today.
Yes, 60.
No Cubs fans crap from you, young lady, today. This hour is, you can go sit in the ESPN studios. They're the Cub affiliate. We we are the Cardinals affiliate. And that is why we have a couple of guests in this morning. We normally go down, or we try to go down. The last couple of years, they've either moved the game to a Sunday night or some weird things. But we generally go down on opening day and do the show at Busch Stadium, which we had planned to do this year. But it turned out that was also the Herald and Review Community Leaders Breakfast that morning, which we are obligated to go out and broadcast. And Dan Hampton, by the way, is going to be with us a little later this show today. He's going to join us, the former Chicago Bear and Super Bowl champ. He's going to be the speaker Thursday morning at the breakfast. And so we said, hey, you know what? Well, let's style some fun and come on in anyway. Kevin and Brett, and good morning to both of you. How you doing?
Wonderful. It's spring. We finally get to do this.
Are kids happier in the chair? I mean, does that translate to everything?
It does. Yeah. It totally does.
No customers, doubt about it. In the insurance, I mean, everybody's happier when it's this time
Nobody's
of year.
Nobody's ever happy to see the insurance agent walk in. But if you bring them donuts or candy, they're happy. It doesn't really matter what the weather is. Just bring them food.
Yeah, the donuts, the key thing there. All right. Well, good morning and welcome. Of course, we're going to start today. We'll have the Redbird Report with Mike Claiborne. Mike will join us about 7:40 this morning, and we'll have that every Tuesday from here on out throughout the season, which is presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. And then we'll be opening up the Now Decatur ticket window presented by J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds, because we give away tickets all season long to the Cardinals games. How much fun? How many hundreds of thousands, how many thousands of people have we sent to baseball games over the years?
Well, it seems like a lot. I mean, I bet we've been doing it for 15 years.
Oh, easy, right? Yep. And all the way through playoffs, through World Series. I mean,
that's 80 games.
Yeah, to this day, because of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds, people were sitting in Busch Stadium for that David Freese game. Yes. They got to see that history. Maybe the only chance they would ever get to see that because they won those tickets from you guys.
Yeah, it's been good promotion for us, too. Everybody. Anyone ever comes up and talks to me, well, it seems like the common thing to talk about is the Cardinals. You know, it's because of the ticket window and in my association with the Cardinals. But I think J.L. Hubbard's always been on, going all the way back to Larry King. We sponsor the Cardinal broadcast.
Yeah, long, long history. Yeah. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Opening day is Thursday, and we'll get into a little of the baseball part and aspect of that with Mike Claiborne a little bit later in the program. Mike, of course, helps with the broadcast and there at KMOX and all the other things in and around
that?
The game.
When the Cardinals broadcaster, and he's been broadcasting every game so far, calls you up from spring training and says, "Hey, where are you guys at? I'm sitting in the booth for an interview. You're not here."
Yeah, we didn't go this year. We'll get that back on schedule next year. Just scheduling and timing didn't work out. And really, Bamba can't be there for opening day because I really believe, whether you're a Cardinals fan or not, and I think I would feel this way even if I weren't a Cardinals fan, nobody does opening day the way the Cardinals do. There's something special, right?
You're exactly right. And actually, the other cities say the same thing, or the other teams when they come in. They are all thrilled when they get to be the one who gets to play the
You can watch them come out and line up and watch. I mean, they're consuming it as well.
Exactly.
Well, they see all these all-stars. I mean, big baseball names in baseball all lined up. And isn't it cool when the Cardinals players get off the car or the pickup truck? How respectful and reverent they are to, you know, Ozzie Smith,
all the
Bob
Hall of Famers,
Gibson,
sure.
All the Hall of Famers. It is neat to see the respect of the other team and the current players to the Hall of Famers.
Yeah, it is. They know they're supposed to, they go up there and they just follow through, make sure they get a classic handshake with each one of them, and definitely respect.
Well, they bring all the World Series trophies out. They're on display, and you got the red blazers. You can see all of the Hall of Famers, and you know, generally La Russa's back, and you know, Whitey and Ozzie and Bob Gibson, Lou Brock. I mean, you get the whole crew. And by the way, if you're down there, you win the tickets we're going to be giving away this hour. You know, go to the Hall of Fame. It's a little extra price to get in, but man, is it worth it. I think the St. Louis Cardinals are second to only the New York Yankees in the pieces of memorabilia that they have and own. And it's not all on display at once. They change stuff out, so it's a new experience. That is a cool thing.
Cardinals are second to the Yankees in World Series. Yankees,
which may be sort of the reason why they have as much memorabilia,
exactly.
Right?
The Yankees have, 27. We have, 11.
11, yes. Yeah. And they did some new things at the museum this year.
Okay.
So they're definitely, beyond cycling stuff in, they've upgraded that.
So yeah, it's
a
great
experience.
We just
need our information in front of us like we have every year down there.
Yeah, it's easier when they hand it all to you and go, okay, here's what you guys can talk about. Now, it is amazing. And go down early. It's an afternoon game, but there's all kinds of street parties and bands and entertainment, all the radio stations down there. I mean, they even turned the fountains red, right?
Yeah, I was talking to my brother last night. He's going to go to the game with Sue and I, he and his wife. We're trying to figure out what time we want to meet. Game starts at 3, but do we get there at noon, or do we get there at 12:30, 1:30? What time are you going?
We're leaving here about 9 o'clock, so.
You're getting there real early. You're going to be there at 11.
Well, you know, the festivities start inside the stadium. You know, you want to be inside the stadium by 1:30 because all the stuff starts there. So if you're going to do, like you said, the street parties and the Ballpark Village and Kinzer Plaza and all that, do you want to be there, you know, if you're there at noon, you're not going to have that much time.
No, it's a whole day. There's no doubt about it. Yep.
All right, exactly. Sue, did you hear Brett? You wouldn't take my word for it, but Brett says noon.
And if you're heading down there, take that MLK exit.
Yeah.
That's the best, yes, particularly on opening day.
Well, there's also the Tucker Road exit, the new bridge. Is MLK under construction? One of the bridges is under construction.
Anyway, we're not traffic reports. Yeah. Just get you down there, and
there are alternatives.
And enjoy
it's
the
being down there early to enjoy the area.
All right,
sure.
So the great tradition, the Clydesdales. I don't think you can. I'm so, you know what's coming. You've seen it before, but yet somehow it's always sort of like the first time. Are those horses the most impressive thing around?
You know, Anheuser-Busch is such a name recognized, synonymous with the Cardinals. It was so cool that they kept the name on the stadium, and they pay whatever they got to pay to still be associated with the DeWitt family, because when you think of Busch Stadium, you think of the Clydesdales, you think of Augie Busch. It's just, I don't know what great marketing that is.
Yeah, it really is. And then, of course, they've got a huge deal with Ford, or at least they always have, where they use the Ford trucks or the Ford Mustangs.
What's it going to be? Is it going to be Mustangs or pickups?
It's either the back of a truck or a convertible Mustang. That's generally what it is. And everybody but Yachty and the pitcher, you know, will be in those. And they all come out and they line up both sides. It is just a lot of fun.
Hey, did you see yesterday where Yachty played third base?
No.
Yeah, in the 11th inning.
Yes.
Boy, did that look weird.
I mean, he takes those grounders every day, though.
Does he?
He grew up as he wanted to be an infielder, but then he kind of got a little stocky. So.
Well, yeah, Carpenter got kicked out of the game, for arguing a ball and a strike or something.
Yeah.
And they had no choice. They put Yadi at third base.
Well, I know that was a pretty good. I think it was 10 innings yesterday. I think they came back to beat the Pirates 6-5 yesterday. Of course, you can sign up for those Cardinal Redbird Alert texts to come right to your phone if you're not able to be in front of a TV or radio to watch or listen to the game. It is pretty amazing. And as I said, we're starting our Redbird Report with Mike Claiborne coming up at 7:40 this morning. Now, here's what I got to figure out. We got a pair of tickets to give away for Thursday, courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. But my buddy Chris Olson gave me an email I think Monday, and said, hey, if I have the Tate and Lyle tickets available, would you like them? And look what they dropped off yesterday.
Well, if I got here early enough, I would have tried to trade you mine for those.
Well, we could work a deal.
You see, he brought donuts for a reason.
Well, I know. But here's what I want to know. Do we want to do something? You know, we want to raise a little money for something? Or
how about
for
the celebration? They could use the money.
Hey, how about that? You want to buy them?
Yeah,
I'll sell them to you for face value. If you can write a check to the Cater Celebration
for face value, how much?
They're $159 a piece.
I'll give you $500.
Oh well, what if I can get more than that?
I'm pretty sure you can get more than that.
All right, so see if somebody's willing to pay more than $500.
Like somebody get in a bidding war with Kevin?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
There's my base price.
Okay, Kevin's starting at $500. This is $600 and...
I already got four tickets. I mean...
Yeah, okay, I know you do. I'm trying to help you. You guys had a really nice press conference yesterday. I want to get into that a little bit, and you're going to be back with us in the 8 o'clock hour with Amber to talk about that. I was really happy to hear that a lot of progress has been made. But I'm thinking if I'm down on the streets of St. Louis, I'm not scalping these for under face value. Would I be, Brett? How much would I be getting on the street down there for the $636 worth of tickets?
Yeah, you'd be well over four figures for those easily. For opening day.
Okay.
We got to let the people know what section that is.
I'll tell you what I'll do.
Okay.
I'll give you $500 and...
We're not giving me $500.
I'll get the
celebration
$500. $500.
Yeah.
And I'll give you my four tickets to give away.
Oh, you mean you'd use these and give those?
Yes.
Oh. Now that puts a new wrinkle
on it. Just got
make it $550
bigger,
and
exactly.
You've got a deal.
No. All right. Here's the deal. Because these are section 151, row 13, which is 13 rows behind home plate. And so particularly for opening day.
My tickets aren't shabby.
No. No one said they were.
134, fifth row.
Yeah. No one said your tickets were shabby.
Right.
I'm just wondering if somebody else out there, you know, wants to make a little better offer, you know, and remembering we're all here to support
now,
the Decatur Celebration.
We might have a hiccup.
Yeah.
I have Mark Scranton on the line. He's willing to pay
$1,000. Oh. Hey, hang on a second. Kevin's got a confused look, which is always a good thing. Mark?
Yeah, I thought Mark was my friend.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
How's it going?
How are we doing today?
I'm doing good. Good day.
Hey, let me first and foremost, before we get into the Cardinal stuff, I want to thank you for your willingness to be a big part in making yesterday happen, which is the press conference announcing that the Decatur Celebration is moving forward and will go ahead. And I know you put a lot of work into this, and I just wanted to personally say thank you to you for taking the high road and doing the right thing.
Well, I appreciate that, Brian. I really do. It means a lot to me personally, but I'm just part of I'm a big machine. I'm just a little cog in the whole thing. It takes a village, you know?
Yeah, well, absolutely. And to all the other chairmen and the people who rallied around the event for the right reason, just we express our gratitude. And we're going to get into that a little bit more with Kevin
and Amber. It's really true. Mark did a terrific job of getting all the chairmen together so we could all sit down and talk. And if it wasn't for Mark, that would not have ever happened. And we may have not had an announcement like we did yesterday.
Yeah.
And Mark, you can have them for $1,000.
Oh,
I'll just keep my shabby little tickets and go.
Well, no one said your tickets were shabby. No, wait, hang on a second. Now, so the offer is Mark gets these tickets for $1,000, or Kevin gets them for $500, and then gives us his tickets to give away. That's what we've got on the table right now, right?
Yeah. Don't we have a full hour, though? I mean, isn't there going to be people who can go above Mark? Nothing against you, Mark. Sorry about that. But, I mean,
all right.
Are we getting rid of it this early?
I don't know. I'm going to put Mark on hold. Get Mark's cell phone number so that we can get a hold of him. I'm not yet ready to make a decision. I think we have to think about this. Brett's right. You know, we've got 40 more minutes.
Those are great seats. Those are great seats.
For everyone out there listening, these are fantastic
seats. You don't have to say for everybody out there listening. I want them, so I'm not.
I understand,
but I have to be honest. I think I came up with a pretty good offer.
Yeah, you did. Very good offer. You did. Hey, to start it right out of the gate, that was a huge offer.
I think don't forget my four shabby seats. It's not just
your
the $500.
Seats are not shabby.
I know. I don't know why he thinks they
and
are.
If you're stuck well, you're with them.
Like, I never acted like that. I love your seats.
Well, I would say if I gave $500 plus my four seats, I'm over $1,000.
You are.
Yes.
Yes. You are.
Just saying.
Like I said,
it's a tough decision. It's one we're going to have to think about.
We have a little time here.
We have to deliberate.
Mark's a really good friend and a big customer, so let him have him for $1,000, and I'll go sit in my seat.
Well, there could be a third alternative. You know, it's early, I think, is what Brett is saying. And if the idea is to help the celebration, then we should sort of
let it sprout.
875-1340. Yeah, I want to get in the game. That's all I'm saying. You got 600, and I was looking at this. The tickets, the face value of the tickets are $159. They are 13th rows right behind home plate, right? I mean, they're really good.
Stuff. I have 1,100 from Perry at Decatur Jewelry and Pawn now.
1,100?
1,100.
Yeah, you know, Mark's kind of a hero for helping with all the celebration thing. It's going to take more than $100. I'd take Perry's number two.
Okay.
We'll take all the offers into consideration. This isn't necessarily going to be highest bidder. This is going to be win-win. You know, we're going to look at this.
Yeah, you're the owner of the tickets. You can do whatever you
That's
want.
That's exactly right. Chris just said, I hope they find a good home, right? And by the way, thank you to Chris. Chris is always very thoughtful of, like, can you help out a local organization and do something nice, and that's great stuff. But we have had the pleasure of using these tickets in the past. They are really good seats, as are yours. Nothing shabby at all about the Berhaney seats. Nothing shabby at all about the Team Soy ticket window seats.
No, not at all. Those are great seats,
yeah,
too.
So it's going to be a great day on Thursday, and we're going to send a lot of people there. We already started the 6 o'clock hour. We're going to have two more this hour, maybe Kevin, maybe Mark, who knows, maybe Perry. 875-1340 if you want to throw in an offer. Remember, whatever you offer up, it's going to go to the Decatur Celebration.
Hey, I got an interesting question for you guys about the Cardinals. Do you know which team's worth more money, the Cardinals or the Cubs, on the market?
I haven't seen the
value of team.
Yeah,
mean?
Yeah, what it's worth.
I would say probably Cubs, right? Because just
with the market, I would assume
the market size.
No, Cardinals 1.4 billion, Cubs is 1.3. It's okay. That close. Isn't that amazing?
Wow,
I would have
felt amazing.
The Cubs, too.
I was just market size St. Louis versus Chicago, I would have guessed the other way.
Well, the Cubs are actually 1.35, so there's a whole lot of difference. But it just gives you an idea of the franchise value of the Cardinals being probably half the size of the Cubs, but just how popular they are. Second only to the Yankees.
Yes. Oh, for sure. No,
when it comes up. When you think of baseball.
Yeah, well, I think that's success, right? I mean, you know, this is for Rachel. You know, when they have this opening day, Rachel, at Busch Stadium, they have to bring out several pedestals to put all of the World Series trophies on. It doesn't take near the work or the maintenance there at Wrigley, one pedestal that they bring out and put that up there. So, yes, I would think some of that long-term success being there, you know, for a lot of decades, you know, we think about, we've had our down years. There's no doubt. There's been a few of them, you know, in a row here. Mm-hmm. But when you think about, you know, what they've done over the years and second only to the Yankees in World Series wins, I mean, that makes sense, I guess.
Yeah. And by the way, Rachel, Cubs are in last place. Cardinals are in second.
Stop. I don't know. Is your dad a Cubs fan? Is he really?
Whole family is.
Really?
Yeah.
Not a smart one in the entire crew.
Nope. I'm pretty sure we're all high up there.
Okay, but now were you a Cubs fan like pre-World Series? I mean, like, did you grow up being a... Okay, that I got nothing.
I'm not a bandwagoner.
Okay.
Your grandpa was a Cubs fan? I thought your grandpa was a Cardinal fan.
Which grandpa?
Jim.
As far as I'm concerned, he's always been a Cub fan.
Well, we tried. We gave it a shot. All right. So we got to take a break here. We'll be back with more. These guys are going to be in for the full hour. Your chance to win. We'll tell you all about the Cardinals and what Mike Claiborne is seeing early in this season and in the locker room and in spring training with our very first Redbird report coming up after Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Taking a break. Here's Lindsay with your three-day forecast.
Today we've got mostly sunny skies, highs near 60 degrees. Then for tonight, clear, lows around 35. For your Wednesday, increase in clouds and highs near 60. Thursday, showers are likely, mainly before 1 p.m., cloudy and highs near 56. It is 37 degrees in downtown Decatur.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
Get ready, Decatur. Corks and Forks, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 25th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at decaturarts.org.
Hi, I'm Tom Brinkotter, and I sell homes for a living. You might say, I sell Decatur for a living. And what a difference a few years has made. Decatur is in a renaissance. Just look at downtown. It's a business community reborn. Restaurants and shops are thriving, and that helps to increase property values in the city as a whole.
But neighborhood revitalization is more than just tearing down homes. It's about building up our community as a whole. This is Reverend Courtney Carson. I'm proud of the work we're doing to make Decatur a better place for all of our people. Partnering with Mayor Julie Moore Wolf, we're getting the job done. I hope you'll vote for her on April 2nd.
I know I will. Decatur is moving in the right direction. We need to keep the progress going. Join Reverend Carson and I and vote to re-elect Mayor Julie Moore Wolf.
We most certainly thank God for Mayor Julie Moore Wolf. Decatur family, stay blessed and productive, and let's get out and vote April 2nd for our Mayor Julie Moore Wolf.
This message paid for by Friends of Julie Moore Wolf.
It's the 17th Macon County Casa Playhouse Raffle. Each year, two themes are chosen for the playhouses. This year, the playhouses are a castle called the Castle Casa and a super cute cottage called the Charleston Single House. Tickets available online at MaconCountyCasa.org or see sponsor locations. Houses will be showcased at Central Park in downtown Decatur beginning Monday, March 25th. And the drawing will be held live at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo on Thursday, May 2nd. Please support the 2019 Casa Playhouse Raffle.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Tuesday, the 2nd of April. It is Election Day. Cannot encourage you enough to get out and vote. I know that there will be a smaller percentage of votes today than there is in the fall when we have national races, but these people who run your school boards and your park districts and your city are very, very important to your day-to-day life. And so get out and please support them. It's important. They've took the initiative to get out and run, and you should do the same as far as heading out to the polls and voting. We'll have coverage on Nauticator.com, Nauticator social media, all of that. Look for early returns. The polls close at 7, takes about a half hour to get everything back to the office. Around 8 o'clock is when numbers start coming in, so it doesn't take as long as a November election because there's, you know, fewer votes to count, quite frankly, but it is important. So I know that there's mayoral, people running for mayor, and there's several people running for council and for school board in Mount Zion, Rural Forsyth, all over the place. So make sure you participate. I know that I heard your voice on a commercial supporting Mayor Julie Moore Wolf.
Yes, yes, I support her wholeheartedly. I remember sitting in this studio, unfortunately, the day the Mayor McElroy passed away, and we were doing a tribute to him. She came in, and she was weeping, as all of us were, but we asked her to run in the commercial, if she would step up as Mayor Pro Tem, as mayor, and she did it. And so I think she's done a terrific job. I'm sticking with her.
Okay. And I think there's a lot of great things that have happened and are going to continue to happen. Another big announcement coming in the next couple of days as we continue to sort of move forward. It doesn't mean that we've solved all of our problems. No one's saying that. But I just think that they're – I don't know what the rest of the media is doing. I feel like sometimes they'd rather have somebody that just is an agitator, involved because it sells more advertising. I'm not sure what the plan is. I want to see our community do better.
Brian, I've been with Julie in Springfield and Washington, D.C.
On both sides of the aisle.
Two or three times. And, Congressman Davis delivers for her. Senator Durbin delivers for her. When Julie walks in, they sit her right next to him, and they pay her the utmost respect. They've got great respect for. So did Ray LaHood when he was congressman, and in Springfield it was even harder because of so many different moving targets over there. You got to do so much to get their attention, and she's just connected.
Yeah, well, that and stick with the plan. Got to take a break for the news. We'll be back with more right after this.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Huff Home Specialties, your best home investment. This week, Millikan University is hosting a number of events for its third annual Civic Discourse Week. The university said the week helps demonstrate shared responsibility to one another, commitment to our systems, and willingness to choose to elevate the conversation. This year's theme is How Trauma Affects Our Community, a thoughtful examination. The topic will bring together educators, youth, healthcare professionals, social service agencies, and anyone interested in understanding childhood trauma and its impact. A full list of events can be found at Millikan's website. All events are free and open to the public. Today, residents of Macon County will go to the polls to cast their vote in the 2019 consolidated election. As of Monday evening, 1,779 early and grace period votes have been cast, according to Macon County Clerk Josh Tanner. Residents indicator will be deciding on mayor, city council, school board, and park board seats, as well as seats on the Richland Board of Trustees. Polls will close at 7 p.m. this evening. Catch results at nowdecatur.com. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump on Twitter says he's the best thing to ever happen to Puerto Rico, but that the politicians there are incompetent. Senate Democrats blocked a disaster bill stripped of hurricane relief funding for the island, and Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the administration is sitting on billions already approved.
And this is more than a year after they were appropriated by Congress. $20 billion sitting there as people suffer.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
This is no time for our colleagues across the aisle to prioritize a political fight with the president ahead of the urgent needs of communities across our country.
The block bill does include new money for Midwest flooding relief. Pope Francis issues a statement saying that women have legitimate claims to seek more justice and equality in the Catholic Church. He's not going so far as suggesting that women be allowed to become priests or necessarily be placed in Vatican leadership positions. This is Fox News.
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
If you don't have the Now Decatur app yet, go ahead and download it for free right now. You can enjoy the latest Byers & Company podcast brought to you by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry. Full hourly podcasts are available on demand.
I am giving you some control.
In addition, you'll find digital exclusives only available via the podcast brought to you by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Download the Now Decatur app today so you can get the latest Byers & Company podcast whenever you want it.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast.
Today we've got sunny skies, highs near 60 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear and lows around 35 for your Wednesday increase in clouds, highs near 60. And Thursday, showers are likely mainly after 1 p.m., cloudy and highs near 56. It is currently 37 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
You think when Bob Seger wrote that song, he would know that it would be remembered by Tom Cruise, like sliding across the floor in his underwear for the rest of the extent of that song? Anyway, Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Back to Kevin and Brett in just a couple seconds. Mark is with us each and every weekday morning. All right, Illinois football.
You know, the first great Chicago Bears football team I ever remember paying attention to was the 1963 World Champion Bears. I was a little kid, and for some reason I still remember a bunch of the players' names, even though very few of those games were televised. If you wanted to pay attention then, you had to kind of gather around the radio on Sundays and listen to WGN. That team had a great defense. That was Mike Ditka's Bears as a player when he was a tight end. And on defense, they had a secondary that included the likes of former Illini star J.C. Caroline and a guy named Davey Witzel and Benny McCray and a safety named Richie Pettibone. And more than 50 years later, Richie Pettibone's name becomes significant again because it is his grandson who has become a big name at Illini spring football practice. Richie Pettibone III is a transfer offensive lineman who's arrived at Illinois from Alabama and is likely to assume the one opening on the offensive line, the one that was created by the graduation of Nick Allegretti, who now pursues his NFL dream. Richie Pettibone III was a high school teammate and is the best friend of Illinois running back Reggie Corbin. And when Pettibone said he was looking to be a graduate transfer who would be eligible to play immediately, Reggie Corbin contacted him and said he had the perfect landing spot with a ready-made position. And Richie Pettibone said, all right, I'm on my way. And so everyone is impressed by this guy. And there's no doubt the fact that he arrives from Alabama brings a certain gravitas to the party. Reggie Corbin himself is a really good story. This kid had an outstanding season last year, rushed for nearly 1,100 yards, led the nation with the most runs of 60 yards or more, averaged over 9 yards a carry in Big Ten play. He will be the featured back this year, and no doubt Richie Pettibone III will be lining up at one of the guard positions and blocking for him. So spring practice continues in Champaign this morning. They're in the midst of that right now, but a tie back that harkens back to the Ditka's playing days in the 60s with the Bears.
All right, on the other side of the break, a little college hoops with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports.
It's not poor old Decatur. Decatur has the highest hourly wages in the region. Higher than Bloomington Normal, Champaign Urbana, Springfield, and Peoria. Cha-ching! Limitless Decatur. Know it! Boss not buying, you got stuck by a train again? Listen, Chief, there's over 8,000 rail cars a day rolling through Decatur. That's big business, baby! Woohoo! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, college hoops.
Well, as we count it down to the final four games on Saturday and Monday in Minneapolis, there's a lot going on in the college basketball world right now. This is the time of year when coaches get fired, when other guys make moves and get hired. But it was interesting, the news yesterday at the University of Kentucky is offering Coach John Calipari a lifetime contract to continue as their head coach and after his eventual retirement as an ambassador to the school and its basketball program. Every year, schools contact John Calipari about their opening. It's usually a futile exercise, and so it is this year with UCLA supposedly making its pitch. A lot of times you wonder if schools are contacting Calipari just to appease alums and make it sound like they're swinging for the fences. UCLA's reported offer is $48 million over 6 years. That's probably insulting when you break it down. John Calipari is the highest paid coach in the country, with total compensation this year at $9.2 million per year. He also receives a retention bonus of $2.6 million, which will be paid to him each of the next three Julys. But beyond that, UCLA still flies commercial to a lot of games, and I believe the coach is still asked to fly commercial on some recruiting trips. Do you know the last time John Calipari flew commercial? Probably 15 years ago. It is all private team charters to games and private corporate jets on recruiting trips. I would say that is a non-starter, and anybody who's going to approach John Calipari, he ain't doing that. He's also not going to UCLA, period. They might have better luck with Virginia coach Tony Bennett, who they're also pursuing, although I'm not sure his grinded-out style plays very well in Los Angeles. But this is the time of year coaches are being fired, and Kentucky is looking to lock up its head coach permanently. Kind of interesting. He's only 60 years old. I would say he's got at least 10 more years, and I bet he's probably got another title or two, too, because he just recruits too good to keep him out of the Final Four for very long.
All right, my friend, enjoy your day, and we will check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, on the other side of the break, we'll check in with Mike Claiborne, Brett Jurger, Kevin Berhaney in studios, giving away Cardinals tickets. How do you want to give away the J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds tickets today? Because we still have a pair of tickets to give away without any strings attached.
Well, I would do it the way we can't sizzle bacon because you've already done it that way. I guess let's take the 35th call.
Well, not right now. Not right now, because we got to get Mike Claiborne on the phone.
Do not call. Do not call.
I said, how do you want to give it? I didn't say go ahead and give the orders. You want to take calls? You want to do social media? What do you want to do?
Calls.
Okay. So maybe.
Do not call.
not right now.
Please.
After we talk to Mike Claiborne, maybe we'll just line up some calls and we'll talk to people and get a
sense. Should we do a sound effect?
Not yet.
How about a click of the
Okay. What we're going to do now? is we're going to take a break. When we get back on the other side of the break, we're going to visit with Mike Claiborne and get his thoughts very early in this season about the Cardinals franchise. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Milliken and Richland have over 180 degrees. 180 degrees ain't enough to bake a pizza, but it's enough to get you a slice of the pie. You can do it! Limitless Decatur. Know it! More bang for your buck. Decatur is the most affordable housing market in the country. That's more money for pillows, baby. Ha ha! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
Hi, I'm Tom Brinkotter, and I sell homes for a living. You might say, I sell Decatur for a living. And what a difference a few years has made. Decatur is in a renaissance. Just look at downtown. It's a business community reborn. Restaurants and shops are thriving, and that helps to increase property values in the city as a whole.
But neighborhood revitalization is more than just tearing down homes. It's about building up our community as a whole. This is Reverend Courtney Carson. I'm proud of the work we're doing to make Decatur a better place for all of our people. Partnering with Mayor Julie Moore Wolf, we're getting the job done. I hope you'll vote for her on April 2nd.
I know I will. Decatur is moving in the right direction. We need to keep the progress going. Join Reverend Carson and I and vote to re-elect Mayor Julie Moore Wolf.
We most certainly thank God for Mayor Julie Moore Wolf. Decatur family, stay blessed and productive, and let's get out and vote April 2nd for our Mayor Julie Moore Wolf.
This message paid for by Friends of Julie Moore Wolf.
It's the 17th Macon County Casa Playhouse Raffle. Each year, two themes are chosen for the playhouses. This year, the playhouses are a castle called the Castle Casa and a super cute cottage called the Charleston Single House. Tickets available online at MaconCountyCasa.org or see sponsor locations. Houses will be showcased at Central Park in downtown Decatur beginning Monday, March 25th. And the drawing will be held live at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo on Thursday, May 2nd. Please support the 2019 Casa Playhouse Raffle.
Want to be your own boss? ADM Trucking is now hiring local and over-the-road owner-operators. We are paying $1.15 per mile plus fuel surcharge. Come join our team of professional drivers. To apply, applicants must have 1 year of recent driving experience, be at least 21 years of age, and have tank endorsement. If you're interested, call Debbie Sarko at 217-424-5686. That's 217-424-5686. Or visit adm.com/careers.
Okay.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Okay, we're back here on a Tuesday, the 2nd of April. It's Election Day. Get out and vote, folks. But Thursday is magical. It's opening day at Busch Stadium for the Cardinals, and the Redbird Report is back with Mike Claiborne. He joins us for the very first time. He'll be here every Tuesday throughout the rest of the season, courtesy of Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. We've got Kevin Berhaney and Brett Jurger in the studios as well. Mike, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. It's long overdue. Glad to be able to visit with you again.
Well, it's certainly, I'm happy just because you're a heck of a nice guy, but I'm even happier because it means spring is here and we can get out of this thing called winter. I think everybody is raring to go. Let me ask you to start off. You've been to a lot of opening days in your life. There's just something different about the way the Cardinals do opening day.
There's no doubt about it. You know, we've been on the road. We watch Milwaukee's opening day. We watch Pittsburgh's opening day. And it's kind of, you know, it's another class, basically. I mean, this year they're going to have 16 either Cardinal Hall of Famers or National Baseball Hall of Famers in attendance. I mean, that's a lot of history when you look back at what this organization has done. And there's a lot of detail that goes into it. And I know anybody who's attended one in the past, and then they go somewhere else, they don't see anything close to it. So, yeah, it's a special day. It's kind of an unofficial holiday in the St. Louis area for any Cardinal fan, and this year won't be any different.
No, the downtown's spectacular. Get down early, right? I mean, there's all kinds of great street parties.
Yeah, don't show up, you know, 10 minutes before first pitch because you'll miss everything. I think you ought to make a day of it. There's a lot of things going on, ballpark villages across the street. There's going to be plenty of food trucks and things of that nature around there. And, You'll also see the construction of Ballpark Village Phase 2 that I understand is well underway. I haven't seen it since January, but I was told it's really coming along well. But there's going to be plenty to do before the game for sure.
All right. We were just talking about Hawaii off the air. You know, you live there, you kind of lose the magic that you get when you visit. You've been doing a lot of Cardinals games over the years. Do the Clydesdale horses still give you sort of a thrill like they do us? Because every time you see those in person, they're just so impressive.
You know what? They're so well groomed and manicured, and it's their presence, their size, and their power, and just what the symbol means not only Anheuser-Busch, but certainly its association with Cardinal baseball is something that stands out. And I've always felt like when you're a parent, you know, you got to make sure your kids see this, because Clydesdales are unique horses in the first place, and just the pomp and ceremony that surrounds them. It's something you won't see anywhere else.
All right. Before I get Kevin and Brett into this, let me just ask you, you've watched spring training, you've watched the first week here in action. What's your general assessment at this point of this team?
I like them. I like the way they pay attention to detail. You know, we've been in every game since opening day. Haven't been blown out, haven't been sloppy, done the little things that we weren't accustomed to doing. And I'll give you a good example. Yesterday, the way the Cardinals scored the winning run, where it was a pass ball. You know, the Cardinals spent a lot of time this spring working on plays from third base, whether it's a pass ball or whether it's a line drive or anything that can score a run other than the traditional base hit or home run. They worked on that extensively. And I don't think it was a surprise yesterday when the ball got away that not only did DeJong score, he scored comfortably. And it's little things like that that I like this team doing initially, and as I said, we didn't see that for the last couple, 3 years with any regularity. So I like the detail.
All right. Is that management? I mean, where's that detail starting?
Yes. That's all manager. Mike Schilt is one of the most detailed people I've ever met. I've known Mike, I guess, for 10, 11 years now. And he just pays attention to the little things. And he convinces players that these are the little things that's going to be the difference on why we get in the postseason and why we watch somebody else do it. And the players are bought in for the most part. I think for a collective team, you have just about everybody that's bought in. And I think that they see the results and they even want to work harder at being better at it.
All right, Brett.
The other thing I'm pleased about to see this so far is it seems like we're doing way better on the defensive side as well.
Oh, yeah. You know, when you have Paul Goldschmidt playing first base, everybody looks like a Gold Glover. I mean, he's picking balls, and I think defense is contagious. You guys remember the 80s when Whitey had that great defensive infield. It kind of reminds you, or it has the potential to be in that discussion. I'm not ever going to say that Paul DeJong is going to be better than Ozzie or Matt Carpenter is going to be better than Terry Pendleton. But you know what? They make the routine plays. They do what they're supposed to do. Because if you remember, last couple of years, we were getting killed on plays that we should have been making. Not
the routine stuff,
plays,
right?
You know, but just the routine stuff. And so far, these guys have been able to do that. And I think knowing that Goldschmidt is going to bail them out certainly has helped.
All right, Kevin.
Hey, Mike, it's Kevin. Hey, first of all, you sound great on the broadcast. And you and John Rooney just compliment each other.
Well, thank you. We're having fun.
Yeah,
we're having fun. Horton will be back soon, so I'm just having a good time while I'm there.
All right, I've got to ask you, yesterday in the game in the 10th inning, were you wanting a ball hit to third base or not?
Yes. You know what? I'm glad you brought that up. And for our listeners who aren't familiar with what happened yesterday, when Matt Carpenter got ejected, the Cardinals were basically out of players with the exception of Matt Wieters. So they put Wieters in the game to catch, and they move Yadi to third base. And Yadi Molina, who takes ground balls at third and short every day doing batting practice, so this wasn't anything that was new to him. I think everybody in the dugout was hoping they'd hit one to him. Now, if you recall, Yadi came up as a kid as a third baseman, so it wasn't like he was unfamiliar with the situation. So when he came off the field yesterday, and I just yelled, "Hey, third baseman!" And he just kind of looked around and started laughing. And it was really one of the great locker room jokes yesterday. Everybody was giving him some stuff about playing third base. And to be honest with you, I think he could play it every day if he had to.
All right, Mike. Great stuff. We look forward to opening day. We look forward to the Redbird Report every Tuesday. Thank you so much, and great job on the broadcast. That's presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry all season long, and let's hope this season goes a little further than the last couple of seasons. I'm ready for some postseason baseball, and I think Cardinal Nation is as well. Now, I think we've come to some sort of gentleman's agreement here. Do we know yet?
Can we take a commercial break?
Yes, we can. Here's what I'm going to do, though. I still have two tickets to give away, courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. Right? You have those in hand, or does Matt Hall have those?
Matt Hall has those.
We sure?
Yeah.
Positive.
Positive.
Text him.
Okay.
I just want to make sure. I'm going to give something away and then go, oh, we didn't have it. That could be very expensive. So what I want to do, Rachel, during the break here, is line up the first five callers at 875-1340. We're going to talk to all of them, and we'll pick the one we want to give the tickets to, okay, as a group.
Sounds like a good plan.
875-1340. We'll take a quick break. Back with more. Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today we've got mostly sunny skies and highs near 57 degrees. Then for tonight, clear and lows around 35. For your Wednesday, increasing clouds, highs near 60. And Thursday, showers likely, cloudy and highs near 56. It is currently 38 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
Get ready, Decatur. Corks and Forks, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 25th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at DecaturArts.org.
A three-run home run, and the Cardinals win it in walk-off style. Look at this crowd.
It's the NowDecatur.com ticket window, brought to you by J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds and First Mid Insurance Group. Listen to Buyers and Company every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. for your chance to win tickets to see the Cardinals at Busch Stadium. The NowDecatur.com ticket window from 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM. WSOY, your home for Cardinal baseball.
Woo! With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
This is Buyers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday, good morning and welcome. It is the 2nd of April, and we are live in the Palatial Studios along with Brett Jurger and Kevin Berhaney. And it is Cardinal baseball time and Cubs baseball time and all baseball time. People are having a fantastic start to spring. I feel like this winter has just been exceptionally long. I don't know if that's just getting an older thing or what that is. When you were young, you didn't understand why everybody went to Arizona and Florida. Like, the older you get, you like really do understand that now.
That was cold. It was really, really cold.
And windy, yeah. And rainy and gray. And we didn't get any of those like surprise weekends you get where you can play golf. I mean, it was just a long winter.
Yeah, we had a fair share of snow. It didn't snow a lot, but when it did, it was a whole lot.
Okay. Yeah, no doubt about it. So it's now we're hopefully out of all of that, and the weather's looking great. And opening day kind of marks that for me. I mean, that's when I start counting.
Spring is in the air. I'm sleeping better.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So here's what we've worked out. I think we've got five callers lined up. We're going to go to them in just a second. We're going to pick one of those as a winner. I'll let you pick today, since these are the J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds tickets we're going to be giving away. Here's what we have. I have Mark Scranton. We've got Perry, who called in. We've got Kevin. They're all interested in these Tate and Lyle tickets. So what we're going to do is this, Lindsay. Are you ready? I think we've – I feel a little like Henry Kissinger. We got us a round table in here, and we did a little dealing. So you are going to pay $600 for
– Olsen's
tickets. $601.
Tate and Lyle's.
$601 for Tate and Lyle's tickets. Well, you got to have the – I'll explain why.
We'll make it $50.
$650 for these tickets. We are going to sell Mark Scranton your tickets for $500. That means we raised $1,150 for the Decatur celebration, correct?
Correct.
But yet you get to go to the game and Mark gets to go to the game. That seems fair.
I get to sit in Tate and Lyle. Mark gets to sit in my shabby seats.
There's nothing shabby about your seats at all. They're probably the same face
good
value
grief,
as these.
Yeah.
All right. So, and I want to do this because you guys both deserve a big pat on the back from the community. And I know neither one of you, will act like it's everybody else, but I will tell you behind the scenes, a lot has happened over the last couple of weeks with this whole Decatur celebration conversation. And I know that you don't do this stuff for the credit, but I'm going to give it to you anyway, because it took somebody from the outside, I think, to take these groups that were sparring with each other to calm everybody down. And I agree with you 1,000%. I don't think that a lot of these chairmen would have gotten on board had Mark not done a lot of the work that he did, but I think because of the two of you and the other people that have been involved in this, we're going to have a Decatur celebration this year. And
the truth is, it all started with your radio show on that Monday a couple of weeks ago.
Well, however, but the work that's been done, I want both of you to enjoy the Cardinals game, and then we just raised $1,150 for the celebration.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
You're welcome, Jared. All right, so that's the deal. And then you'll be back in with us to talk about that with Amber in the next hour. So we raised the money. Tickets are there. Now we still have this pair of tickets left. Are you ready to talk to some folks?
Yes.
All right. Mary, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys today?
Fantastic. Why should we give the tickets to you?
Well, I have a son who's 14 years old, and he is a huge Cardinals fan. And so he loves to go to – this would be his first opening game that he's ever been to, but we bought him a book years ago that has all the stadiums in it. And so every year we try and go to different ballparks so he can get a stamp for his stadium. And so I think he could add this to his book for his opening day.
Ooh, that was a good one.
All right, do you want to go to any other callers or do you want to give him to Mary?
Give him to Mary.
You want to give him to me?
Yes. To Mary. All right, Mary. Congratulations. You've just won two tickets for opening day. I'm going to put
you
on. No, I'm not kidding you. That's the real deal. Remember J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bond. She seems very happy. I'm going to put her on hold. Make sure you get her information.
Well, now we got a 14-year-old kid involved.
Absolutely.
Right.
And a book.
And a book.
An actual book.
Yeah, story.
Yeah. So there you have it. Guys, are we ready for this season? What are your thoughts?
Sure.
I mean, Mike always tells us, hey, wait till Flag Day. That's his day to, like, really tell you, you know, what you know about a team.
This year, I think that's earlier because we'll have to figure out to make sure Ozuna and Fowler are doing something in the outfield. So I don't think you wait that long for those two. But hopefully they're both going to be rolling. And this has got the makings of a very good team this year.
Okay. It's
very
good team. It's an interesting division this year.
Oh, it's a great division.
Yeah.
Brewers are still solid.
But don't you like that?
Oh, I do.
I mean, to me, it makes it worth it. I mean, I know there are some people that, like, just win every game by a ton of runs and not have it. I like that it's a tight division.
What can you say? They went out and got Goldschmidt.
Yeah.
No,
yes.
I mean, that's huge. I mean,
you're
talking one of the best player in the National League. I mean,
manager of the Cubs, Madden, he was furious. He says, oh,
no,
my God, the
it.
Diamondbacks just killed me. They can't beat Goldschmidt.
All right, so you're happy about this season as of now. I mean, clearly they got to go out. We've had seasons where we thought a team wasn't going to be good and ends up going to the World Series.
And they lost to the Brewers, but the Brewers are the best team in the league. And they almost beat them, if it wasn't for a couple bad pitches.
I can't hang on this early. The season's too long for me to live and die with every loss. I know Tupper talked about this, the way the schedule is stacked. You know, early seems more important year than it has in the past. All right, Brett, we look forward to the Redbird Report every Tuesday, presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. And, of course, we just started today with the ticket window, so J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds will be giving you tickets all season long. Guys, enjoy opening day. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks a lot.
All right, we're going to take a top-of-the-hour break. When we get back here, we've got Dan Hampton will be with us, former Chicago Bears, going to be in town at the Herald Review's Community Leader Breakfast on Thursday. We'll visit with him, Sue Powell, and we'll tell you about the celebration.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Huff Home Specialties, your best home investment. The Decatur Celebration has announced a new revitalization effort as well as a new